Welcome back to Kyle Talks, where I'm Kyle, and we talk. Yo, what did you be doing these streets? Thank you. Stop clapping, please. Stop. What is going on? I'm just being serious. What's popping, guys? How's it going? Thank you for tuning in to another episode of Kyle Talks, where I'm Kyle and we talk. I haven't seen you guys in a while. You guys know that this obviously is not my main job. I actually have a job. You know, family, there's some family things going on. Death in the family, we had to travel and, you know, with work. And just to say, life's been kind of crazy, nuts, cuckoo crazy, but I didn't want this week to go by. Before dropping it, this episode is going to be short. This is a special little Saturday Kyle Talks episode. Fully plan to keeping Kyle Talks and Phycotomy starting next week. Both of those once a week for the rest of the year. I'm prepared for it. I want to do it because I care about this podcast. And we've had some crazy things happen. So I just want to do a crazy Saturday drop down podcast. You guys are amazing. No boss show. This isn't like a regular. This is like the special. This is Kyle Talks After Hours. but I didn't want this. We were traveling. We just got back a day or two ago. And I don't want to take a lot of your time. So thank you for listening. Thank you for downloading. If this is your first time here, this is definitely not the norm. I like to yap a lot more. People say I'm mastered in Japanese. A lot of people say that. So I yap definitely a lot more on the main weekly episodes that come out every Wednesday. But Saturdays for economy, it's more like focused on economy. That one doesn't get as many downloads, but I like doing it. So, YOLO. I'm going to do it because I like doing it, you know, kind of thing. And if I like doing it, people want to listen to it. I believe that. So anyways, yeah, we do that. If you want to join me for an actual full feature Kyle Talks episode next week on coming up on Wednesday, please tune in. It's already, by the time this comes out, it should already be recorded. So it's already scheduled. You just got to listen to it. That's all you got to do. But with that, thank you guys so much for tuning in. I appreciate you for coming in on this special Kyle Talks episode. And why I want to do this was for a few things. There's updates I want to give, and there is, these are all exciting updates, by the way. I'm super actually happy about it. And maybe a change of direction a little bit, but not really. But that sounds cool, you know what I mean? But like, probably not really. We got our first reach out for the podcast. This individual is not like crazy huge. We're not talking like a Joe Rogan level of followers, but it's cool to connect with someone in a trade of sorts, in a job skill, in a skill, have them reach out, say they want to be on the podcast. We're currently trying to schedule that. If you're listening to this, let's get that down, because it's just me and you texting. We don't have assistants that do it for us, but I'm excited for that. With that in mind, I'm not sure when this person's coming on, but it's going to be fun. I think it's going to be a good time. And with that in mind, I already have who I want for April, because this is April. Wow, we're already in April of 2024. I have a guest in mind that we're trying to get on, because I want to do the one guest. It should be a good time. One guest a month, so it should be a good time. And we also had, you guys know my business of episodes where I drop down to like the business, how it works, how they make money, things like that. Actually had two people, so nothing crazy, but two people reach out, one who works for an article and was like, hey, this information is kind of wrong, can you update it? And it's like, you know what I mean? Like, I haven't checked out the article yet, to be super fair and super honest. But if it goes against the original, because it was for the government business of, and if the feds are, I would never try to kill myself. I am completely sane. I am not insane. I am well mined. Besides having MS, I am completely right of my mind. So I would never unalive myself. This is a joke. Haha. AI recorded this, right? Yeah, the feds are after Kyle. What is happening? What is also, this is recorded AI. This is a joke. ChatGPT made this episode for just for anyone curious. So it's, you know, and I'm very right in my mind besides having MS, but it's like, you know, that one. There's another one saying for, I believe it was the Business of too. Are they working together on this? But it was just saying in articles out of date, they enjoyed listening to it and actually their team listened to it. So that's pretty cool. I will update that one. That's an easy ask. Just update the article. That one I have looked at, but I have not looked at the Fed one. Government, again, this is Minecraft. I'm recording this from Minecraft, from my house in Minecraft. This is AI. I'm very sane. Just keep that in mind. But yeah, guys, so those is super exciting, like super, super, super exciting additions to the podcast. And I'm excited. You guys know that this obviously isn't my full-time job. I actually lose money doing the podcast. I lose the whole $12 a month. But if you want to change that, my Patreon link is down in the show notes. If you want to do as little as a dollar a month to support me. Actually, I think it's $5. So you have to jump up $4. But if you want to support me $5 a month, you can do that from my Patreon link. Also, if you're looking for a brand new PC, Starforge PCs, I have a creator link in the show notes as well. So if you're looking to get a new PC, click on that link and I get some credit for it. So that stuff. Oh, I got this. Sneeze. Sorry, hold on. No, I don't. I'm just kidding. So if you want to help me out on being at least breaking even at $12 a month, there's two different ways to help in the show notes. There's my e-begging. But yeah, this obviously isn't my full-time job, like I was saying. I have a day job that I do, that I'm a part of, that I work with, and you know, life gets in the way. But this is really a passion of mine. I love talking to you guys. The episodes, I mean, I get a couple 100 downloads a month. I'm nowhere crazy big, right? But I enjoy it. And people, at least a small fraction of people, are listening. So I'll take that for what it is. I know J. Cole said in a song, I forgot what song, but he was talking about being grateful for what you have. And then some people who are trying to make it, like, they're like, oh, dude, I'm not even cutting the edge. He's like, look at your fans that you got right now. And you're talking about you haven't made it yet. And I listened to that song like in high school. So I think about that song every once in a while. Like, yeah, you know, I have a day job that pays the bills. And I actually enjoy that day job. Believe it or not, I really do enjoy that day job a lot, actually. I think it's one of the better jobs I've ever had in my professional career. I really do enjoy it. So I'm happy that pays the bills. I'm happy I enjoy my job. But also, I like doing the podcast. I like talking with you guys. I'm a talker. I'm a yapper. I like talking to people. That's about it. I like doing that, and I want to provide value for you guys outside of this episode, which is just an update really for the fans who consistently listen, friends and family and things like that. Again, this is not a main Kyle Talks podcast episode. You know, this is a very, this is a Saturday special. So this is not how it usually goes. But with my main episodes, I always want to provide you value of some kind and make it worth your while. Cause yeah, I could just talk and say nothing for 30 minutes and no one would listen. Cause I wouldn't even want to do that. You know, like this episode should be short. It should be no more than 15, 20 minutes, somewhere around there. So it's a little update. But yeah, I want these episodes to be fruitful in some kind of way. And I think we've done that. You know, we've had alleged Disney voice actors on the podcast, cancer research scientists, people who do their own business, bodybuilders, coaches, people who have lost 300 plus pounds, and just to hear their story. And that's really what it's about, just hearing people's story. And you don't have to connect to a million people to change lives. I've shared some of the stories I've got sent to me with some certain individuals who've come on the podcast, and they're like, I'm getting emotional. I don't know. It's just like, no, I'm not. I'm just kidding. But I am an emotional guy. But it's like, they're like, wow, Kyle, like if that one person started working out, I had one guy reach out to me. It was a guy, so it wasn't a woman. He was like, hey, if I've been listening to podcasts for, long story short, he was like, I've been listening to the podcast. I know you talked about going to the gym, and I know you talked to Karen, who I went to school with. We were coworkers, and she's my good friend. And she's like super into fitness, and like she is a bodybuilding queen. She is doing the thing. And he was like, dude, that it motivated me enough to want to get a nutritionist and just go to the gym. And then that was really cool. So we're already having some people from Cody, who has cancer research. Currently, right now, his research is a part of like cancer, and he worked at a school. Someone reached out and was like, dude, that's such an impactful thing. And these people have like no online presence. And then I was having a conversation with a listener, someone who actually listens to the podcast that I didn't know beforehand. It was like, this crazy that these people, regular schmegular people, have done really cool things and have no platform. And it just comes to a lot of people have sent me that, actually, like that same theme. And it just comes down to, you don't need a crazy big platform to do something cool. And that's what I think of this podcast. I think the people I've had on the podcast and the people that have reached out and I have conversations with, they've taught. I would like to say I knew that, but talking with other people and them being like, yeah, you can do super freaking cool stuff and not have like a million followers or thousands of followers or whatever. Like, you're still doing something that's impacting society. Even if it's one person, you're impacting society. And that's cool. And I'm glad this podcast gets to be that. And I fully plan to continue that. If this podcast comes to make me $6,000-$8,000 a month and replaces my day job, hey, I would happily do that. You know, there's some things on my end that I have to get better with podcasting first. To be fair, there's always room to improve. I definitely have a lot of room to improve. But yeah, saying that because I want to add value to you guys with Ficonomy, with finances, economy, with people every day, random people, like people that you would just see in the streets or walking in a mall and think nothing of them. And secretly, they've done this crazy cool, not even secretly, you just don't know that they've done this crazy cool thing. And I like that. I like that this podcast is to be, yeah, so I've been thinking maybe this podcast is for the regular schmegler people like you and me. I'm one of them. And we just share our stories. And it's a place where regular schmegler people can share their stories and we can really connect. I like that. I would like Kyle Talks to go that direction. So, yeah, thank you guys for that. In addition to adding value to your lives, you guys know that I stay like in the middle of the aisle because this Kyle Talks at the end of the day is also a community where you don't have to believe the same, think the same, vote the same, eat the same. And yet we can still have good conversations and maybe even potentially be friends. I've had people reach out to me and said they don't want that for the podcast. They stopped listening. Bro, it's not even like I'm big anyway. Like, who cares if you don't listen to me talk? I've actually had people say like, I don't like that you say that. I'm not going to listen. Okay, I don't even have a lot of listeners anyways, bro. So who are you hurting? It's like you're just yapping to be heard. But with that in mind, this podcast will continue to be that place. But I feel led as a Christian to share a bit more about my faith. Jesus Christ is my savior. He died on the cross for me and you and rose 3 days later. And now he reigns forever in heaven. And we have the opportunity to reign forever with him, to have eternal life with Jesus as well. And so I want to incorporate my faith a little bit more into the podcast. And let me, for those of you, cause I do have a good amount of people who aren't believers, who are atheists and just don't believe in God at all. And what I want to say is Kyle Talks is a platform where no matter what you believe in, who you believe in, what you do, what you think, eat, anything, vote, whatever. This is a place where everyone's accepted and we can all come together and just talk and shoot the crap. You know, we're a PG-13 podcast, shoot the shite and make friends with each other. And it's surprising how many people have already made friends in this community and they believe polar opposites. And one of the ideas for this, actually, and I'm getting to the closing here, but one of this is, and I've shared this with her. I don't believe she listens to the podcast. One of my old coworkers at college, Liz, I worked with Liz. We were polar opposites of people. Like, I knew she didn't like me and she knew I didn't like her when we first started working together. And we worked together. We did some events together. We got to learn more about each other. And at the end of the year, I'm like, this Liz person is goated. She is the best person I know. And we became, I won't say like best BFFs forever, you know, kind of thing. But I grew to really like Liz and understand where she's coming from. And I feel like we had a good relationship, really, at the end of working with each other. And I just want this podcast to be. Yeah, you don't have to agree. You don't have to think the same. But let's get along. Let's be friends. You'd be surprised. You can to have a friend that thinks differently than you. What? Who would have thought in this society, in this economy? What? That's what I want Kyle Talks to be. And so far it has. We're on a small scale, but who cares? It's happening. As long as it's happening, who cares on what scale it's happening at? And so with that, I won't be shoving my faith down your throat. I won't be saying Jesus every 2 seconds or anything like that. But I do want to let you guys know I'm going to be more open about my faith in Jesus Christ, my Lord and Savior. So I just want to let you guys know that. And that's about it. A lot of crazy things happening with the podcast, a lot of updates. Like, again, this episode is short. We're at the end of it, and this really made for the people who listen consistently. So the few hundred people a month who listen, you know, actually, those are the same people sometimes. So this is really for you. But if this is your first Kyle Talks episode, thanks so much for tuning in. Full feature regular Kyle Talks will happen the following Wednesday. I'll tell you what date because it's already recorded. It's going to come out the 10th, April 10th at 6 a.m. So all you have to do is listen to it. And then on April 13th, you'll see a Ficonomy episode. And I love doing this. I want to continue being a part of the community and building this small community. Also, last week, no new episodes, 200 plus downloads. The week before that, 200. So thank you guys so much. You guys are listening. That's a big number to me. That's like 200 downloads. Some of those might be the same people. We'll call it maybe 150 or 100 unique people. Let's say it's 100 unique people that just download 2 episodes. That's 100 people who thought, yeah, let me download a couple episodes. Thank you. Holy schmoly. That's imagine 100 people in my house. They couldn't even fit because I live in a studio. So 100 people couldn't even fit in here. So thank you guys. Truly, thank you for that. With that in mind, you are loved. You are paid a price for it. Jesus paid a price for you. And you are forever, forever worth very high because your price was very high. And don't forget that. Do not forget that. That's important. And you guys are loved. The price for you is very high. Thank you for tuning into the special episode of Kyle Talks. A little update. The regular episodes will resume the following Wednesday, the 10th, I think. New episode, full feature Kyle Talks episode. All you have to do is listen to it. It's already there. And then I'll see you for Ficonomy that week as well. The podcast is growing. I enjoy doing this. Thank you for giving me a hobby I enjoy. I appreciate you guys. You are loved. You are valued more than you can ever think of. Follow me on my Instagram and Twitter at Kyle the Horton. I will forever love you five ever. And if you want your question read on the podcast during a Kyle Talks Boss segment, send it into KyleTalksPodcast@gmail.com and put boss, BOSS, in the subject line. And then if you want to support the show and help me break even, my Patreon links and the Starforge PC links are down below as well. Thank you guys so much. Have a great weekend. And I'll see you guys next time on Kyle Talks.